Good morning and welcome to our morning prayer service on this Wednesday, April the 22nd. I know that it has been a very rough week for a lot of people and a lot of things for us to pray for today. So as we gather this morning, as we greet the light of this new day, I'm going to invite you, if you have one, to grab a candle that we might light the light of Christ together, a light that shines in and through our lives, a light that shines within us. As we greet this day, we greet the light of Christ that lives within each of us. It is with us after the sun goes down and with us through the night. It is with us now as we greet the light. We light this candle as a symbol of that light that lives in us, that light that guides us from the very beginning of our day to the end of our days. Guide us, O Christ, we pray. Amen. I'm going to invite you to join me responsively in Psalm 4, verses 1 to 5. I will be reading both the bolded and unbolded parts for the benefit of those listening later on, but let us join our hearts and voices together as we take in this psalm. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. You gave me room when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. How long, you people, shall my honor suffer shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the faithful for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. When you are disturbed, do not sin. Ponder it on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. We're now going to listen as we reflect on the words of the psalm together. During this time, there is much that we offer to God. Let us offer up our brokenness in the form of a prayer of confession. Holy God, you call us together to reflect on your word and our life in your world. So often in our lives, we go about our day without a thought of you. Forgive us when we forget to include you the new creation that is this day. Help us to see the path that you have placed at our feet this day. Give us the courage to walk in your way. Be with us now as we pray together, as we discover your word together, that we may hear your voice and understand your way. This we pray through Christ, our constant companion. Amen. Hear now the assurance of God's love. Each day we are born anew in God's creation. Each day we are born again from the love of God's own heart. Each day we are given the opportunity to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God for such a love as this. We turn now to the Acts of the Apostles. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple, called the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. As we reflect on these words from our Holy Scriptures, let us allow them in the silence of this moment to become a part of who we are. Let us pray. We come this morning, O God, with our hearts still broken by the events of this past weekend. It's hard to think of anything else when from Sunday even to today, they were still finding victims of the brutal shooting in Nova Scotia. Some of us mourn because we knew some victims personally. Others grieve because they know families that have been changed forever by this act. Still others cry out at our collective brokenness, acknowledging our connectedness regardless of familiarity. We are all broken by what has happened. And there are many among us who have wounds of past shootings ripped open. We don't know how to respond, O God. So we turn to you. Hear our cries. Hold us close. Give us some light as we feel surrounded on all sides by darkness. In our scripture for this week, we learn that we have so much to offer one another in the way of strength, care, and blessing. Encourage us, O God, to be strong for one another. This does not mean ignoring how we feel or putting on a happy face. It means supporting those who cannot stand for the grief. It means speaking out in the name of those who have been silenced. It means holding the light when others are too weak to hold it themselves. Empower us, O God, to care for one another. This does not mean making sure that we have the bare essentials as our kindred mourn. It means holding one another close when they feel lost. It means wading into tears to ensure that people do not feel alone. It means creating stronger bonds that can often be shattered in times of fear and despair. Inspire us, O God. Inspire us to offer blessing. Blessings of our time so that we don't rush beyond what has happened, only to end up in a similar situation. Blessings of our ear to listen to people as they tell their stories and share their brokenness. Blessings of our love, so that hate is not given a chance to grow, so that hope might flourish. We come this day broken, and so we pray, but we also give thanks for this day. Thanks for the light that reminds us that darkness cannot last forever. For new life that we see as spring bursts forth around us. And for the fact that each new day is a chance at the first step towards the building of your kingdom of love, O God. With our hearts open to you, we offer our prayers of thanks and our prayers of worry. We offer them now, those prayers that long to find voice, but cannot find word in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your broken people, O God. Hear them spoken and unspoken as we bring them together in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The light of this candle is fleeting, but your light, O Christ, shines on. Guide us from this moment through all our moments. Guide us from this day through all our days. This we pray in your name, O Christ, light in our lives. Amen. So go from this time into the darkness that surrounds us. Bring the love of God. Let it live in your hearts. Bring the peace of Christ, let it sit in your hands that you might offer it to others. And go with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to those places most in need of love, healing, and compassion. Amen.